Performance USA. The greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. The Man Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Yes, indeed, gang, it's another half-hour hunk of top talent and tunes entitled Command Performance. 30 scintillating minutes of the top talent and tunes ordered in your letters, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And here to pilot tonight's production is that genial gent with a sparkling personality, Bouncing Bill Goodwin.
Thank you. All that for me? Well, fellas, I don't know a better way to get a show started than with music. And I don't know a better way to get some real musical music than to fill an order from Seaman First Class Don Warner. The sailor wanted a special command performance by this popular singer, and here he comes now, Harry Babbitt. Harry Babbitt.
When I go to sleep, I never count sheep. I count all the charms about Linda. And lately it seems, in all of my dreams, I walk with my arms about Linda. But what good does it do me? For Linda doesn't know I exist. Can't help feeling gloomy. Just think of all the loving I've missed. We pass on the street, my heart skips a beat. I say to myself, hello, Linda. If only she'd smile, I'd stop her a while, and then I would get to know Linda. But miracles still happen, and when my lucky star begins to shine, with one lucky break, I'll make Linda mine. Skips a beat, I say to myself, hello, Linda. If only she'd smile, I'd stop her a while, and then I would get to know Linda. But miracles still happen, and when my lucky star begins to shine, with one lucky break, I'll make Linda, Linda mine.
Great, Harry. Harry Babbitt, thanks a lot. And now for more music, it's...
Say, Bill. Bill, I understand Alan Young's going to be on this show.
Alan Young? Yes, that's right. Why?
Well, I've heard his own fine radio program, and I can't help wondering if he's as shy in real life as he is on the air.
Oh, he certainly is. Now, listen, Harry, this afternoon I picked Alan up at his house to bring him over to our rehearsal, and you should have been with us. As we drove away from the little white house, which shields that young man who's young today and young forever, Alan Young.
Hey, Bill, this is sure a nice car. I wish I had one.
Well, Alan, I guess the aim of every pedestrian is to get a car.
No, no. In California, the aim of every car is to get a pedestrian. I sure wish I had a car.
Well, you can buy one, Alan. They aren't that scarce anymore.
They aren't. I was in Detroit last week. Kaiser was riding Fraser around on a bicycle. Well, stop in front of this store a minute, will you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. You going to buy something, Alan?
Yes. I was going to impress my girl by getting her a gift, but I hate to ask a sales girl for it. Would you run in and buy it for me?
Well, of course, lad. What did you have in mind?
Well, it's pretty personal.
Ah, come on. Just tell me what it is. Well, for the love of Mike, just describe it to me, then.
Well, it's something you can see through, and you can either raise them or lower them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You think they carry Venetian blinds? Or maybe she'd like something more personal.
Well, that's possible, yes. How about a nice fuzzy Angora sweater?
Ah, they're too fuzzy. She might get the wrong idea and think I was doing the tickling.
Alan, I'm sure she'd never suspect you. But I'll tell you, this store carries a wonderful perfume.
What's the name? Hour of Ecstasy? Evening in Paris? Night in Paradise?
No, this one's better yet.
What is it?
Weekend in Kansas City. Yes. This perfume's guaranteed to make a girl fall madly in love with the man who sends it to her.
Wonderful, yes. Bill. I'll send her a note with a bottle. I'll just sign it. From every girl's dream man, Cupid's dream boat, the irresistible one who is perfection itself.
You will not.
No, why not?
Alan Young, I'm tired of having beautiful women bust into my house to kiss.
No.
Let's get going,
huh? Bill, we didn't get my girlfriend a present. How can I make an impression on her?
Why, Alan, it doesn't take gifts. Just act bold the next time you see her.
Act bold, huh?
Yeah, right. On your next date, march into the house and treat her like a tube of toothpaste.
How's that?
Wrap your arms around her and hug her tight. Squeeze her. Tighter. And you know what'll happen?
She'll squoosh out at top.
Well, Alan, come along. I want to see if you're as shy with girls in real life as you are on your radio program.
Wait, Bill, who lives in this house?
Stop shaking, Alan. It's just someone who's working with us tonight on command performance.
Oh.
A little screen and radio sensation now singing on the Kay Kaiser show. Jane Russell.
Yeah.
Hello, gentlemen. Come in.
Hey.
Come in. I've dreamed of you saying that to me.
You've dreamed of my saying come in to you? But then you know who I am.
I'm sure you're not Richard. See, but you're Jane, the great Russell.
Bill, isn't he a little backward?
Yeah, this is Alan, the great bustle. Alan, stop acting like a bashful country boy and speak to Jane. Now, come on, son. Speak.
Gosh, Miss Russell, what a beautiful dress you're wearing.
Well, do you like it? It's a 17th century model. It's called a lady-in-waiting gown.
Lady-in-waiting gown?
Uh-huh. Why?
You should have waited for the rest of it.
For shame, Alan. That dress fits her as if she'd been poured into it. Of course, they might have poured in a few jiggers too many. Sure. Speak.
I can't. I'm scared. Let's go.
Now, Alan, boy, prove to me that you're not really shy. Ask this beautiful dish for a date.
Okay, Bill. Jane, look here.
Yes?
Yeah. Tell me, would you go to... Read any good books lately?
I don't waste my time reading.
Oh, yeah. Well, seen any good movies lately?
I don't waste my time looking at pictures.
Oh. What do you like to do?
Well, I like to sit on the sofa and do some squeezing. Oh.
I make my lemonade in the kitchen. That is...
Yeah, goodness, Alan. You're sadder than any fellow I know.
I am, huh?
Mm-hmm. You really are. Any other fellow asks a girl to go for a ride right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go riding in the moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
And they drive along a shadowy lane. Mm-hmm. And he runs out of gas. Mm-hmm. You know why?
Small tank?
Alan. Alan, why must you toy with me? Why must you be so tantalizing, so aloof, so beyond reach? Alan, why don't you unbend? Too much rectitude in your heredity?
Too much starch in my shorts. I feel I must tell you something, Jane. Mm-hmm. I already have a girlfriend.
Well, that's nothing, Alan. Lots of men have a two-car garage.
Well, fellas, I guess you better get going, huh?
Alan, why don't you face facts? I'm a girl, and you're a boy.
Well, likely story.
And do you know why I'm a girl and you're a boy?
We were born in different hospitals? Jane, don't come in so close. No, Jane, please. You're crushing my good conduct, Tim.
Alan, I can't resist you any longer. Hold me, Alan.
Well, all right.
Hold me tighter. 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 Well, Alan, aren't you going to say something?
You got a mighty firm handshake for a girl. What I mean is, look, Jane, if you could join me on page 10, then...
All right, if you fellas will excuse me, I'll get my hat and coat, okay?
She's a likable sort of chap.
Yeah. Junior, you're not doing so well, are you?
No, I guess neither of us are.
Well, I tell you, it's all because you're so backward. Now, Alan, when that girl comes back in the room, show some aggressiveness. You face life like a shy, tired, scared, moronic, lifeless old man.
Bill, I'll be aggressive with her.
Good, good. And I'll tell her you're really a world-famous lover. A reputation helps a lot, and we'll see what happens.
She'll like that.
Yeah.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Jane, we have a confession to make. Alan's been acting. He's not really as shy as he pretended to be.
He isn't?
How could he be? This is really the world-famous Sir Alan Young, inventor of the famous electric kiss.
Electric kiss? But I don't understand.
Neither do I.
Now, you two can figure it out if you put your heads together.
Put our heads together?
Yeah, just once. Lip to lip. Yes. Now, Sir Alan, demonstrate your powerful electric kiss.
All right. But first, Jane, will you lend me a penny?
Why do you need a penny?
One handy in case you blow a fuse. Now, girl. Girl, you shall sample the famous Sir Alan Young hug. Famous throughout England.
Oh, you tested it in England.
My girl, I hugged Lady Westminster so high when it was over, her minster was in the east.
My word.
Ah, my pretty, don't shrink away from me or I'll have to get violent with you.
Alan Young, why don't you pick on someone with your own physique?
I'd rather make love to girls. Now I'll give you my superheated osculation.
Wait a minute, Alan. How long have you been using such hot kisses?
Oh, my torrid life, girl. As a child, I gave all the little girls hot kisses. That's why I was known in the neighborhood as Small Fry.
Shall we proceed ahead?
If you insist.
All right. Here we go with the electric kiss. How was that?
Oh, wonderful, Alan. Oh, that kiss sent me soaring into the heights above the universe. It sent me out of this world to a far, distant paradise.
And how are things in Glacamora? So you're thrilled by the electric kiss, eh?
Oh, yes, Alan. What could be more thrilling?
Care for another go at it?
Oh, yes, Alan, darling. If you'd be so kind.
Yeah, I'm feeling generous.
Kiss me again.
1 minute. Let's wait for the blister to go down.
Oh, no, dearest. No, no. Kiss me again. I beg you.
Oh, please, it's time for a short rest. One can't get puckered when one's all tuckered.
Oh, Alan.
Yeah?
You've suddenly become so wonderful. How do you do it?
Oh, it's nothing at all. Bill, how do I do it?
Alan, you see this worn-out electric lamp cord?
Yeah.
Each time you kissed her, I held the bare wires against the back of your head.
Oh. Well, we can't do that again. It's too dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Liable to ruin a light bulb.
Yeah.
Stop whispering over there. Alan, my dream man, please, you've got to kiss me once more.
Well, it all depends. What's in it for me, huh?
Alan, Wonder Man, you can ask anything of me in the language, in any language. It'll be wee-wee or ya-ya or see-see.
Don't beat about the bush. Let the guy know where he stands. Will you go to a movie with me later on tonight?
Anything, Alan. Yes, anything. Yes, you can take me to a movie.
Then, just a moment, girl.
What is it, Alan?
When a fella takes a girl to the movies, he expects something in return.
A girl must pay the price, you know.
Why, Alan?
Are we 35 cents, please?
And now Janie Russell comes back with a song for 147 men of the 95th Ordnance in Yokohama. Bill, Artie, Don, Rally, Tom, the million others. I'll take it, Jade.
Thank you, Bill.
Get on the right side of my bread. Get up on the right side of my bed. Baby, 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 no matter what I do, I'm on the wrong side of you. I live on the right side of the street. I dance on the right side of my feet. But baby, 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 no matter what I do, I'm on the wrong side of you. What can I do that I haven't done to make you act like you should? What can it be between you and me? Am I in bed for good? You're my right side, the romance. I'm not on the right side of the track. Cause baby, 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 no matter what I do, I'm on the wrong side of you. I'm on the wrong side, can't get along side of you. And I'm wondering, what can I do? Of a track, cause baby, 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 no matter what I do, I'm on the wrong side, can't get along side, I'm on the wrong side of you.
To business. We have been ordered to do a drama of the Wild and Woolly West. We're all familiar with the West and with farm life, I reckon.
I am, Alan. Did you ever milk a cow?
Sure did, gal. Only trouble was, I was the weakest kid in town. All the other kids used to milk a cow with their fingers.
And you?
Used a nutcracker.
Ladies and gentlemen, by request of T5 Lloyd Mann and his pals, the Command Performance Drama and Chowderhead Society presents a sequel to Duel in the Sun. Our drama is entitled Melted Pistols. Or he couldn't get the lead out. Curtain, music.
Howdy, stranger. I'm the new deputy. You seen the sheriff?
I'm a sheriff, stranger.
Well, hello. Didn't recognize you with that brown beard.
This ain't no brown beard. I'm chewing tobacco and ain't learned to let go yet. What's your name?
Tex. That's short for Texas. What's your handle?
COD, short of cash. You'll find I'm a tough sheriff, Tex. I ain't afraid of nothing.
Weren't you scared of nothing even when you was a kid?
Only cows.
Cows?
Well, I didn't know what they was at first. Thought they was horses carrying machine guns.
Well, I'll tell you, I come from a tough family myself.
Yeah?
Here's a tintype of my cousin Joe. Went over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
Huh?
That's Double Vision Sam lying in the gutter behind him.
Double Vision Sam? Who's yeah. Double Vision Sam?
That's the boy who helped him empty the barrel.
Yeah. Newsweek, he wasted his time. I come from brave kinfolk, too. In my circus, my uncle used to stick his head in a lion's mouth.
No kidding. Anything happened to him?
Nothing much, except now he never says yes or no. He just shrugs his shoulders. Guess he'll make me a cigarette.
Oh, Sheriff, will you roll me a cigarette?
Nah, I'm feeling strong today. I'll throw one to you.
Roll me a cigarette. I heard them advertise some factory-made cigarettes on the radio.
Yeah, how do they advertise them?
Like this.
You gonna invest in some of them cigarettes?
No, sir, not me. Not after them factory workers dribble all over them. Well, Sheriff, did we ride off on patrol?
Brother or not, brother or not.
No, brother.
Yeah, my horse is tuckered out. Mean little kid went off with him and rode him all morning. Said he wanted to be like Red Rider.
What'd you do, Sheriff?
I spanked him till his rider was red. Well, what do you say we settle down to a fast game of spit in the bucket? Must be somebody in trouble. Hello.
Sheriff, this is Sioux City Sue, and I just got a threatening note from that desperado Harry Rabbit.
Harry Rabbit?
He threatened to ride off with me and hold me for ransom. Sheriff, are you going to let him hold me for ransom?
Why not? Ransom's a fool if he can't hold his own dames.
Oh, I'm scared, Sheriff. You got to rush right over here right away.
Yeah, I'm tired.
This terrible Harry Rabbit, he's dangerous.
Yeah, dangerous.
Sheriff, I'm afraid of him.
Yeah, afraid.
Sheriff, honey, you got to be my bodyguard.
We'll be right out. Tex, we gotta rush to the Sioux City Sioux's. I'll leap on my horse. Leap too far. Fire again.
Ah, say, that's a beautiful ride, Sheriff.
Yeah, I wish the horse wouldn't sit so far forward. I got a boil on the neck. He acts up sometimes. Guess it's his breed.
Temperamental, huh?
No, full-blooded Holstein. He got mad at me because this morning I rode off after some rustlers 3 times.
Got 3 alarms, huh?
No, during critter tied my suspenders to the hitching post. Well, I reckon this is Sue's ranch.
Stop where you are. Stop right where you are.
Gosh, Tex, now there's a right nice, handsome hunk of woman.
Yeah. Broke off at just the right angles, too. Now, madam.
Careful, you varmint. Careful. I'm dangerous and I can shoot from the hip.
Don't worry, gal. I'm watching every move you make. It's fine, Jeff, and we dismount.
Nah, go ahead, dismount.
Well, thank goodness. Them horses was getting heavy.
I'm a sheriff, ma'am. This yard's my deputy.
This tenderfoot?
Tenderfoot? I'm a hard-riding cowboy, ma'am. A hard-riding cowboy.
I seen you riding. You was hanging off the horse's neck and dragging on the ground.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that's mighty hard riding, mighty hard. I cut a fine figure on a horse, ma'am. I'm tall in the saddle. Tall in the saddle.
Tex, when we rode off, you look kind of squat. How come now you look tall in the saddle?
I'm riding on my bunion. What'd you think? Think I was wearing elevator pants?
Well, now, Skinny, I can believe you're a sheriff because you're carrying a gun on each hip.
Well, these ain't guns. I've been sitting in the saddle so long the iron in my system lumped up. Sioux City Sue, you sure got a big ranch here.
Yep, I got a nice big spread. No comment.
Hey, listen, fellas. What's that?
Oh, it must be that outlaw Harry Rabbit coming to carry me off.
I'm the dreaded outlaw Harry Rabbit. All right, you varmints. Reach, reach.
Now, not that way.
Stranger.
Shut up or I'll shoot.
Stranger, I don't understand your language.
I'll fill you full of lead.
Stranger, I don't understand your language.
But, friend, I understand the translation.
Here, Rabbit, you don't scare me. I'm tough.
Yeah, tough, eh?
Yeah, tough. See that old horseshoe lying and under that cobweb?
Yeah.
Well, I'll bend it and bust it. That takes care of the cobweb.
Ah, Sheriff, there's only one way to settle this. I'll count the three, and we'll both shoot. And whoever's left alive gets to grab the girl.
That sounds far and square. Far and square.
Little does he know what a lying scoundrel I am.
Little does he know I know what a lying scoundrel he is.
All right, we'll shoot when I gets to three. He should know what I'm really going to do.
That's a bargain. Wished I knew what he was really going to do.
All right, then we're agreed. What I'm really going to do, I'm going to shoot when I get to one.
When you get to what?
One.
I'll never knew what hit me. Oh, I'll do it with you, Harry Rabbit. But load a gun scare me. Mind if I empty my gun first?
Nope, go right ahead.
He makes a great container for bullets. Let's mark him. Keep your city clean.
Congratulations, Sheriff. You got Harry Rabbit.
Yep, and all far and square, too. Far and square. But I got Sioux City Sue to call my own. Come to my arms, gal.
Why, Sheriff, you didn't strike me as a fellow with romantic notions.
Oh, but I am, Sue. I am. We'll ride off into the purple sunset, you and me. And in the foothills, we'll build a little cottage. There'll just be you and me.
At first.
But, Sheriff, you mean that in a few years, perhaps there'll be the pitter-patter of little feet?
Yes, gal.
The sound of little feet pitter-pattering around a cute room done in pink and blue.
Pink and blue? That's silly, gal.
Why?
You know pigs is colorblind.
Great fun, gang. And I'm sorry enough, too. That brings us once more to closing time. Time to thank all these swell people for coming in. That means Harry Babbitt, Alan Young, and Janie the Russell.
And we want to thank all you fellas in hospitals and overseas for asking us in. Right, Jane?
Right, Alan. It's been very flattering, and it was a lot of fun.
Thank you, kids. Good luck, fellas. This is Bill Goodwin. Good night.
Good night.
Night.
This program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.